720 WGN. It is 2:50. Dr. Hermine Hartman joins us every Monday at this time. She showed up as a guest just a few months ago. I fell in love with her, and her history and her background is, pretty much unmatched for most women in Chicago. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hartman. How are you today?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you? And happy holiday weekend.
Yes, I'm telling you what.
Holiday week almost, right?
People are already on vacation. Or as Kevin said, they're kind of halfing it through the week.
That's right. We're holding on.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell people about your history, because I always feel like there might be somebody new listening that hasn't met you or isn't aware of your background.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So, Lisa, last week, the week that was, right? The historic debates. And I think we need to chat about it.
Okay. And this is something that will be, printed tomorrow on indigo.com. That is Dr. Hartman's.
Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're going to print it on Wednesday, but I had to get to the computer right away to talk about it. So Biden lost. Trump won. It's a historic debate like no other of what we have seen. And Biden loses by default, and he had some stumbling, fumbling moments that have injured him perception-wise, and we saw it, and that's that. So, as you know, the discussion at large has been, should he resign so somebody else could move forward? And I think the answer is no. Given the alternative. Lisa, I think we have to be very conscious and very aware that who Trump is and what Trump is trying to do.
But there are Democrats, Dr. Hartman, that are, of course, everybody's raising their hand. They've got it narrowed down to five different, governors.
People.
But Biden and his family met over the weekend, and they emerged saying, no, he's not backing down, and no one can force him to do that, right?
That's right. That's right. By constitutional law, he is the president, and he has the right to run. And I very honestly, I hope he does. I support that very much. Something happened this morning. Micah on Morning Joe reported that in a week, last week before the convention, before the debate, that Biden had traveled and internationally and was in effect in four different time zones. And at debate time, maybe he suffered from jet lag. And maybe he did. Jet lag is tremendous, and it keeps you sleepy, and it knocks you kind of off guard. And maybe that is something, but I think we need to look into the reasons as opposed to just look at what it appears to be on surface. His team began to say that he had a cold, so he may have been medicated in some kind of way, and cold medicine does make you, sleepy and maybe slur a bit, or are we looking at something much more serious? But Lisa, I think another point to be made, and it is a media point, and that is Trump lies and lies and lies, and he just says anything off the top of his head, and he's unchallenged. Fact check didn't happen during the debate, and he just gets away with saying anything, and he's not checked on it. The facts are not checked. Example, migrants are taking black jobs. Why didn't someone say, could you define a black job for us, please? What is that?
Yeah, they didn't do it. There was no fact-checking until after, and of course, everybody fact-checked later, and they found out that many of the things said were not accurate, not true, false.
Right.
But the problem is,
how do we challenge that?
You got to look forward to another debate and hope that that happens. But it is difficult, wouldn't you say, as a moderator, to fact-check in real time when you aren't prepared. You don't know what answers they will be giving you, so how can you fact-check in real time? You almost have to wait until these debates are over. But people don't care. They watch and they make their opinion based on what they see.
Yep, that's it. That's where the decision is made. What did I see, and how did you look? And he did not look good. Bye.
No, no, he did not. And I have to question whether we would afford former President Trump the same grace if we said, well, he was in four different time zones and maybe he's on cold medicine, because, you know, it's just a tough situation. The next day, Biden sounded great, you know, at a rally, but he also had a teleprompter. So it's a question that's not going to go away, but I don't think he's going to come off the ticket. I think he's going to stay in there for the long run.
I agree. I do, too. I think he'll go for the long haul and stay on the ticket. We are in a quandary, a political quandary. I think they need to stop doing this age on Biden, because he and Trump are only 3 years apart. So we don't have wiggle room there. It's not about your age. It's about your energy. It's about where you are. I know a lot of 80-year-old people. You might remember Tim Black. Tim Black was still doing political campaigns at 100 years old. And he was very forceful, but he was also very good. So age can be golden, because a lot of wisdom comes with age. And in the case of Biden, there's an awful lot of experience there. And we're living in some crucial times, some critical times. We've got wars going on. We've got budgets to do and so forth. And that wisdom, I think, is needed.
And tell everyone where they can read your piece that you're going to publish on Wednesday.
They can read it at indigo.com. And Indigo is spelled N-D-I-G-O.com.
That is Dr. Hermine Hartman. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.
Much like Howard Tolman, she joins us on Monday. Howard joins us on Tuesday. They share their opinions about what they write and what is posted on some pretty prominent websites. All right, Steve's News next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago's very own